Lesson 7, Personal and Family Preparedness. This lesson should help us understand personal and family preparedness and plan to follow it. Introduction. On February 9, 1971, the Saints in California's San Fernando Valley experienced an earthquake. Sister Ina Easton describes what happened in her family. From early Tuesday morning, February 9th, shortly after the earthquake hit, to late Friday afternoon, February 12th, we had in our home 17 to 22 guests to care for. We had no electricity for a day and a night, and no gas for heating and cooking, or sufficient water for the time they were here. It was a real challenge to care for so many with limited space and facilities. We were able to manage well under the circumstances, thanks to our wonderful guests and the church food and water storage plan. All of the stores were down that were near us. Roads were broken. We could not go to the grocery store. We were thankful and grateful for the food and water that we had stored. We learned many things. Among them were good storage items, soap and detergents that dissolve in cold water, old towels, toilet tissue and paper towels, toothbrushes and toothpaste. What about extra clothing? One change for each member of the family. First aid materials are a must. We had cut feet and injuries everywhere. Some of them were not serious, but they became so because there were not supplies to manage and care for them. Many children cried because they were hungry and uncomfortable. Babies were especially unhappy. Baby food, bottles, blankets, formula, and disposable diapers would have made the difference. Some things people forgot in their hurry were heart pills and diabetic medicine. In some cases, it was really tragic. We found that a portable gas stove is a valuable thing to have. Its fuel is safe and easy to store. A gas lantern gives wonderful light when the electricity is gone. There is much more that could be said, but the important thing for all of us to remember is that the Lord has told us to store food, water, clothing, and money because someday we will need them. My testimony is that we did need them. By obeying the commandments given to us by our leaders, we had plenty and enough to share with our wonderful friends and ward members that were forced to leave their homes. Relief Society Courses of Study, 1977-78, pages 78 and 79. The Lord's Plan. The Lord's plan for providing the members of His church with independence and security is simple. The plan requires that we do the best we can to provide for our personal needs and the needs of our family. This includes developing good work habits, being thrifty, gathering a home supply of those items necessary to sustain us for at least 1 year, anticipating our future needs and planning for them, and maintaining personal self-respect. Basic to the Lord's plan is the principle of work. He expects us all to be as independent as possible in providing for our own needs. The main purpose of the church, in fact, is to help us help ourselves. Preparedness, therefore, begins with the individual and the family in the home. Have a class member report on Chapter 37, Family Responsibilities from Gospel Principles. Who has the first responsibility to care for the needs of our loved ones? When we speak of family preparedness, we should speak of foreseen, anticipated, almost expected needs which can be met through wise preparation. Even true emergencies can be modified by good planning. H. Burke Peterson, The Family in Welfare Services, Welfare Services Meeting, April 1975, page 5. If we cannot provide for our own needs, we should first seek help from relatives. For example, church members who are disabled or who have other problems that prevent them from caring for themselves may require more help than their families can provide. In this case, relatives should be asked to assist the family. If this help is not enough, the church can be asked to assist them. Being well prepared not only helps us care for ourselves, but also helps us give assistance to others in times of need. This is the Lord's plan. Spiritual growth comes through unselfishly giving of ourselves, our time, and our talents to help others. Why would our Heavenly Father want us to provide for ourselves and our families when we are able? Should we allow others to provide for our needs? How do we grow spiritually by helping those in need? Preparing our families. Place the chart of personal and family preparedness, Visual 7-A, before the class. This could also be reproduced on a chalkboard. Through his prophets, the Lord has indicated that we are to prepare ourselves to care for our present and future needs in six ways. 1. Grow and store food and obtain other necessities. 2. Eat right and exercise. 3. Be happy and at peace with each other and God. 4. Read and learn. 5. Develop skills for better jobs. 6. Use money wisely. Grow and store food and obtain other necessities. Some countries do not allow food storage, but where legal and when possible, each person or family should have enough food to take care of their basic needs for a minimum of 1 year. This means that we should grow and preserve food, see Lesson 16 for a discussion on home gardening, and then use and replace that food to avoid spoilage. This is what is meant by rotating our food storage. We should also know how to make clothing and, if possible, should store fuel and medical supplies. Production and storage help us care for ourselves, our own families, and others in times of need. See Duties and Blessings of the Priesthood, Part A, Lesson 22, Home Production and Storage. What can we do to increase our preparedness in home production and storage? Eat right and exercise. To be healthy and strong enough to handle emergencies, our families should eat nutritious foods. For this reason, the Lord gave us the Word of Wisdom, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89. This scripture contains counsel for good health and promises blessings when we live the law of health. To avoid disease, we must also keep our homes and yards clean and receive the immunizations recommended for our area. We should make sure we exercise regularly, keep ourselves clean, and follow other practices of good health. What can we do to improve our family's health? Page 63 contains Visual 7-A, the six areas of personal and family preparedness. Personal and Family Preparedness Chart. This chart is in the form of a large circle divided into six segments. At the top, develop reading ability and continue learning. Clockwise, develop skills for good employment. Next, use money, property, and possessions wisely. At the bottom, grow and store food and obtain other necessities. To the left of that, eat right, exercise, and get proper rest. Next, be happy and at peace with each other and God. In the center of the circle is a smaller circle with a picture of a family. Be happy and at peace with each other and with God. Our families will be better prepared socially and emotionally when we can accept life's sorrows and problems without letting them overcome us. Elder Boyd K. Packer has said, "It was meant to be that life would be a challenge. To suffer some anxiety, some depression, some disappointment, even some failure is normal. Teach our members that if they have a good, miserable day once in a while or several in a row, to stand ready and face them. Things will straighten out. There is a great purpose in our struggle in life. Solving emotional problems in the Lord's own way." Ensign, May 1978, page 93. When families have problems, we should love, support, appreciate, and encourage one another. For only by helping each other will we develop the emotional strength to overcome our problems. The following story tells of a family which developed this kind of strength. The family consisted of parents, 3 sons, and 2 daughters. The youngest daughter suffered severe brain damage at birth, and as a result was never able to grow or develop normally. She died when 17 years old. Constant care from a loving mother, patience and warmth from a kind father, and understanding from 3 noble brothers and a thoughtful sister made her presence special in the family. Her father said, "Nothing that money could buy could have ever brought us together in love, patience, and humility like just taking care of her did." Here was a tragedy turned into an opportunity for blessings. Marvin J. Ashton, Family Home Storage, in 1977, Devotional Speeches of the Year, page 69. As this story illustrates, a kind, prayerful, loving family relationship can be a great blessing in the life of every family member. Such a relationship should be the goal of every family. Elder Marvin J. Ashton has said, "Often the greatest helps we receive come from within the ranks of our families. Sometimes the hands needed most are those closest to us. God has decreed family members are to help family members. We must take family members by the hand and show our love is real and continuing. He took him by the hand, Ensign, January 1974, page 104. Why should we develop and give emotional support in our families? Why is helping, understanding, and loving others important to our peace and happiness? Read and learn. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord tells us that the glory of God is intelligence, or in other words, light and truth, and commands us to bring up our children in light and truth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 36 and 40. If we are to bring up our children in this manner, we must be able to read, write, and do basic mathematics. We should therefore study the Scriptures regularly, as well as other good books, and use every help available to teach these skills to our families. This means that we, our wives, and our children should take advantage of public and other educational opportunities. Why should we and our families learn to read and write? Why is education important? Develop skills for better jobs. When possible, we should obtain jobs that will enable us to take care of our families and that will provide us with personal satisfaction. Such employment should also be in harmony with church teachings and allow us to attend to our church duties. Each young person should therefore receive counsel in selecting an appropriate career. And those of us who now hold jobs should learn all we can about our jobs in order to adequately provide for our families. A philosopher once said, "If you give a man a fish, he will have a single meal. If you teach him how to fish, he will eat all his life." The following case history illustrates this basic principle of personal and family preparedness. John, the father of two young children, is unemployed. He found a job and worked at it for a short time. But because he did not care for the work, he quit the job without having another one to turn to. Now his rent is due, and his wife has health problems which keep her from working outside the home. What could this family do to solve their problem? How could the wife help? How could the children help? If the father takes a job he does not enjoy, what can he do to prepare for another type of job? Elder Marvin J. Ashton has advised, "Make education a continuing process. Complete as much formal, full-time education as possible. This includes the trade schools. This is money well invested. Use night school and correspondence classes to further prepare. Acquire some special skill or ability that could be used to avoid prolonged unemployment. We should not allow ourselves, when we are out of work, to sit back and wait for our type of job if other honorable interim employment becomes available. One for the Money, Ensign, July 1975, page 73. Why should young men prepare themselves for a career? Use money wisely. For us to be prepared financially, we should learn how to live within our income. This requires setting up and managing a budget. A working budget includes practical financial goals, allowances for paying tithes and offerings, and provisions for avoiding debt. In addition to a budget, wise management of our income includes buying food and other essential items when they are the least expensive, avoiding waste, and if possible, developing a savings fund to provide for emergency financial needs. The K. Christensens of Kansas City, Missouri, have a suggestion for managing family finances. They say, "One thing that never works is the attitude, 'This is my money, so I'll go spend it the way I like.' No matter where the husband or the wife is bringing in the money, all the money should belong equally to both. Neither the husband nor the wife has the right to go spending because it belongs to me." As quoted by Orson Scott Card, Family Finances, Ensign, June 1978, page 13. How does wise use of money bring peace to the home? How prepared are we in each of the six basic areas of personal and family preparedness? Church preparedness. In addition to caring for our own individual and family needs, the Lord has asked us to help one another. Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verse 40. To aid us in helping one another, the efforts and resources of all church members are combined into one program called Church Preparedness. When the efforts and products of the entire church are needed, priesthood leaders direct their use. The following are examples of disasters that required help from the church to aid local efforts. In the devastating floods in Rapid City, South Dakota, the saints in that area responded immediately to assist the victims of the rampaging water. Clothing, bedding, and warm food were furnished through the efforts of the local church organization. From Salt Lake City, only one truckload of items, such as baby food, diapers, and blankets, needed to be shipped in. Junior Wright Child Welfare is the Church, and signed September 1973, page 71. Following the December 1972 earthquake in Managua, Nicaragua, in Central America, the only thing sent to these saints from Salt Lake City was typhoid serum. All other assistance was acquired locally, the saints in Costa Rica arranging the relief supplies and working through government officials administered the program. Junior Wright Child Welfare is the Church, and signed September 1973, page 71. President Spencer W. Kimball has said, "We have had many calamities in this past period. It seems that every day or two there is an earthquake or a flood or a tornado or a distress that brings trouble to many people. I am grateful to see that our people and leaders are beginning to catch the vision of their self-help. Now I think the time is coming when there will be more distresses, when there may be more tornadoes and more floods, more earthquakes. I think they will be increasing probably as we come nearer to the end, and so we must be prepared for this." In Conference Report, April 1974, pages 183 and 184. "We need to prepare as a church, as well as individuals and families, to survive these calamities. When the church is fully organized in our area, we can work together to prepare food, clothing, and household items to be used in emergencies. This way, those who cannot help themselves and whose families have done all they can may receive these products. If we help each other in every way we can, we will be worthy to receive help if we need it." Conclusion. As we actively participate in the Lord's preparedness plan, our love for our families and others will increase, and our testimony of the need for personal and family preparedness will grow. With that testimony, we will want to help others prepare. In the Doctrine and Covenants we read, "All things unto me are spiritual, and not at any time have I given unto you a law which was temporal." Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 34. The foundation of the church welfare plan is brotherly love, service, and charity. The Savior said, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Page 68, Challenge 1. In your next family home evening, evaluate your family preparedness, identify any weak areas, and make plans for improvement. 2. As a home teacher, be aware of the needs of the families under your care. Encourage them with their family preparedness. Additional Scriptures. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. We must provide for our families. 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. The importance of helping others. Alma chapter 34, verse 28. Our obligation for helping others. Doctrine and Covenants, section 56, verses 16 through 18. Admonitions to the rich and the poor. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 30 through 32. Idlers chastised. Doctrine and Covenants, section 78, verses 7, 13, and 14. The importance of preparation. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Study the Gospel Principles Manual, Chapter 27, Work and Personal Responsibility, and Chapter 37, Family Responsibilities. 2. Obtain a chalkboard and chalk. 3. Assign a class member to report on family responsibility from the Gospel Principles Manual, page 169. 4. Prepare a chart, Visual 7-A, showing the 6 areas of personal and family preparedness. 5. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 7, Personal and Family Preparedness.